down. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Neetu Da. We are broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. This is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled, ironically. And if you look at, I don't know what it is called in the car, that monitor thing, or any electronic device, really, you'll see that there aren't any subtitles. And so it really is ironic. And so it's been a while since I have done the show, and I have excuses prepared. Don't worry about that. But they're excuses, nonetheless. I'm a student here at UBC, so... You know, things can get stressful, things can get difficult with exams and assignments and keeping up with your grades and things like that. And then holidays came around and you want to relax during that time. Not that the show isn't relaxing. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying it's a hell of a commute to come here at 7 in the morning from an hour away. And... that's still an excuse. But anyway, today I'll be continuing a long-delayed interview with Dan Miller. Dan, please introduce yourself to the audience.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dan. You've heard me on the show before. Finally back. I'm honored to be back. Give Neetu a break, you know. School's tough, and, you know, I'm a student as well, so... I feel some of that exam stress and assignment stress, so yeah, cut her some slack.
Thank you for that. And so the reason Dan is on the show, not that he isn't already amazing, is because he is from Saskatchewan and from the town, which is not the capital, which is Saskatoon. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, yes.
That's like the motif of the show, me trying to pronounce that word correctly. And so we talked about a few things. We kind of talked about, like, main events in Saskatchewan. We talked a lot about the school system and the differences between your kind of school education and mine, and driving, how you get your driver's license. And I think we talked about roadside fonts and colors of signs and...
yep.
Other things. And since the holidays have passed, I wanted to ask, is the Christmas a big deal in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I'd say so. People put up their Christmas light. People are really crazy about Christmas lights. I didn't notice that so much here when I came back. But out there, yeah, people go all out on the Christmas lights.
What time do they put up the Christmas lights?
Early, really early. Because the roofs get icy. And so people don't want to climb up on their roof in December because...
okay, you know, so they have a good reason for it.
Yeah, but I still think it's too early. I'm like, it's like October and people are putting lights up and it's not even Halloween yet.
I feel the same way. This is a funny story. In high school, I had a teacher, Mr. Kwan, and to make fun of people who put up their lights early, he put up lights in his classroom just to be kind of sarcastic about it. But I think one of the reasons why people put their lights up so early is because stores put out, like, the Christmas stuff really early.
Yes.
I don't know why they put it out so early. Like, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, everything just comes in so early. They're very, They're very...
Proactive?
Yeah, they're proactive. If a company were a person, they're very proactive.
Very proactive.
They're very ahead of the game, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And did your family, or did you put up lights?
My family already had the lights up, thankfully. I've done it before, and it's not nearly as much fun as it sounds. Like, you think, oh, I'm putting up the Christmas lights, so festive, exciting. But when you're up there, it's just kind of like, oh, I hope I don't fall off the roof. So they already had them up. And we're not the craziest on our block. There's a few people with, like, blow-up Santas and, like, reindeer on the roof and stuff like that, which is, like, they all have little kids, so I get it. But for us, I think we're a little past that at this point. So we just get the lights, just the lights. Which is fine.
Are there lights up in, like, the commercial kind of districts? Like, does the city, like, put up, like in Surrey, they put up, like, the same lights every year. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just...
Yeah.
Fact.
Some of the streets downtown, they put, like, lights up on the light posts.
Right, that's what Surrey does, too.
Yeah.
They used to have more. They used to be, like, this one section on 72 Avenue where there's, like, this big arch... And they used to have, like, lights in it. But
yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if they broke or something happened to them, and now they just don't put that up anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe, but they had got some new ones, I think. I don't know. I don't really drive around much. I don't have my license, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But so Christmas is, like, a big deal in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. It's everyone looks forward to it. And I think, like, I don't know, the ambiance around it is different than in Vancouver.
How so?
Which is interesting, yeah. I think people in Saskatchewan are...
Or Saskatoon,
specifically Saskatoon. They get so, like, everything becomes Christmas. Like, everyone's talking about Christmas, what they're going to do on Christmas, like... It is just, like, such a big deal, I think, because it's, like, and this is my theory, is that, like, the winter sucks there, and there's, like, barely anything to be looking forward to, so when Christmas comes, everyone's, like, really excited
right.
about it. That's my theory, but, no, it's great. Like, in Canada especially, I noticed, like, people become so nice and generous, and a friend of mine actually went down to Hastings here and was handing out some food. Which was really awesome, but I just love Christmas just because I love to see, like, that spirit come out of everybody, and yeah.
Do you think it has a religious component in Saskatoon? Are a lot of people, what is it, Christianity?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we're definitely pretty Christian, but I think it goes beyond that. Like, it's just that feeling of, like, that festive feeling in the air. And at our zoo, we have this thing every year called the Forest of Lights, where it's, like, this bit, like, all these huge pine trees, and they're covered in lights, and there's these, like, arches and animated, like, light displays and stuff, which is it's always really fun to go with the family and go check out the displays. I've been doing that since I was... They have the same displays up since I was, like, 9 years old, so it's pretty cool to, like, see the subtle changes and things.
Any other kind of holiday traditions?
For us, we always do the... Do you ever do the Christmas crackers? Like,
no.
Okay, we do these things called Christmas crackers where I don't really know how to describe it. It's like a cylinder with two ends. You pull them, and it, like, it has gunpowder in it, actually.
Oh,
so
gosh.
It kind of explodes a little bit. And then you get a little prize and a crown, and then, like, usually a joke. So one of the jokes we had was two plates are on a table at a restaurant. One plate says to the other plate, "Dinner's on me."
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But how big is the explosion? If it's, like, do you have to, how far away should you hold it when you pull it? It's like a firework.
It's just like a little snap. Like, there's no smoke or
okay, I explosion. Thought when you said gunpowder, I was a little scared. Yeah. Like, how radical are people?
People are crazy about Christmas, let me tell you. Yeah, so that's something we do. We always have, I'm Ukrainian and Polish on my mom's side, so we always have pierogies and our cabbage rolls and sausage on Christmas, which is so delicious. Oh, I love pierogies. So I eat probably about, 40 of those, and then I'm, like, way too full to do anything, and then I'm back here for school. So.
Yeah, and I think maybe people who aren't students, especially at UBC, they feel like maybe they were satisfied with their holiday. It's been a long time since I felt like really satisfied with my holiday. Like I'm completely like rested. I'm completely re-energized. I can totally just do school now. I think for UBC students, school started January 2nd. And so students at UBC have found it difficult, at least the people I've talked to so far feel like it was difficult because the day right after New Year's, and I personally don't really celebrate New Year's. My celebration of New Year's is that when it turns 12, I'll just say, whoever is near me, my parents, I'll just say Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
That's my New Year's Day, and we've never made a big deal of it. Because my parents, they immigrated here, but me and my brothers, we grew up here. And we kind of assimilated, like we started celebrating Christmas because it was just like a thing that was being celebrated, and Thanksgiving and all that kind of stuff. We just kind of grew into it a little bit. And we just celebrated for like, we get a break, that kind of thing. We don't truly celebrate it. Like for Christmas, we usually have a tree. It's the same old tree. We got it like when I was 5. And we just take it up and take it down each year. Yeah. Just made of like plastic and whatnot. And this year we were really lazy about Christmas. We didn't fully decorate the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Usually we put on the lights and the ornaments. This year was just the lights.
Just the lights.
And then the ornaments were in a bag behind the tree. Usually we actually put them up. But this year, I don't know. We were tired this year.
Yeah. Did you make any resolutions for New Year's?
Resolutions. Okay. I've never really been in the resolution. I'm not really into making resolutions because I feel like, why do you need the new year to make a resolution when you can just do it at any time? It's like you need Valentine's Day to say to the person you love, I love you, when you can just do that at any time.
Yeah.
Why wait until that day to do it? But I'd say, be more caught up in my classes this time around. Not that I was behind before. It's just I felt behind, and I was a little behind. This time I like to keep up with the classes, keep up with the work, and just be less stressed this time around. Be more, procrastinate less, and be more on top of things.
Yeah. Okay.
And get more of the kind of my goals that checked off, or at least that I'm working towards the certain goals I have, like getting that driver's license.
Gotta get,
I just have to get the driver's license, even though I barely drive. I don't even drive. I don't have much of a reason to drive.
Yeah.
Any other holidays? Like, is Thanksgiving a big thing? Is it a Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving. I don't think it's not as big as American Thanksgiving. Like, I know Americans go, like, nuts because they got football and then, big turkey.
I remember when it came around, there was a lot of students in some of my classes who were just gone. And then I was just talking, there was another person next to me. They said, it's just such an empty kind of classroom this time. And I was thinking about it, like, right, it's American Thanksgiving. So they must have, like, flown back home, or they're maybe here, they're celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's just such a big deal.
Yeah, for us, it's, like, it is a big deal. Like, obviously, we have the big meal and everything, but yeah, it's nothing, like, crazy. Usually it goes with my family. It's like we eat, my dad goes on the couch, he takes a nap. I go upstairs, I take a nap. My mom goes upstairs, takes a nap. And we're pretty tame on Thanksgiving. So Yeah, big nap family.
I think we're, for the siblings in my family, we're a big gaming family.
Okay.
Whenever it comes to the holidays, me and my brothers are very separated in many ways, in age, and we're all at different schools, we're all doing different things. I'm here, they're back home, and we're all separated. So when it comes to, like, holidays, that's where we kind of congregate together in the living room. We usually, like, in our own zones, like, Tony's down in the basement where he wasn't forced to be there. It's his own kind of private space. Now it's kind of always up in his room where they're both out of the house because they can drive and I can't. And then I'm, like, all over the house, kind of. And then they always come to the living room, and then we watch a movie, we watch a show, but it's usually a game. It's usually, like, Smash Brothers or Mario Party or something where, like, more than one person can play. Or if it's a really new game, then one of us watches the other play.
Okay. Do you usually win?
I'm pretty good. I think when we played Mario Party on Christmas, I think I won twice in a row.
Nice.
But I lost in, like, this little baseball game thing where it was on the Nintendo Switch, and if you take the Switch off where it's not on the TV and, like, lie it down, it's like one side is where, like, the players are or the outfielders, and then the other side is, like, the pitcher. And then when you look at it, you can only see your kind of view of it. And it was just like, if it was like a board game kind of a thing, but like virtual.
Okay.
It's hard to explain. I'm sure Nintendo has a better way to explain it.
I think I know what you mean. That's pretty cool. I think that's really cool that I have a similar experience with video games as well. Like, as like a uniting force with like for a family, because it's, you all have such different interests, but I'm sure, like you, my family grew up playing video games.
Yeah,
like, we played
definitely
a lot, right?
Still play a lot.
Yeah, so like when you come home and you have everybody together, it's sort of natural. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural thing to do because, you know, everybody grew up doing that together, and like it's, yeah. So I relate to that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. We always grew up with video games. It was always something. We've recently awoken to the magic of Zelda.
Oh yeah.
We never really played that one a lot growing up, and now with the new game on the Switch, Zelda the Breath of the Wild, now we're like all playing that.
That's awesome.
We're all trying, like, Nav's already played the game, but now he's replaying the game because I think he wants something to play, something to like escape to, something to do in his free time. Mm-hmm. And now we're all kind of like racing, like, who's gonna finish it first. I think Tony's ahead, and he has the advantage, because he's at home, and I'm here. So it's more difficult for me to keep up, but, yeah, so holidays seem to be, like, a big deal in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I'd say
or
so.
Or Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Okay, thank you. What's, like, this is going to be a difficult question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's, like, the vibe in Saskatoon?
The vibe.
I know, that's a difficult question.
I'd say it changes depending on the season. The winter, so like right now, it's everyone's sort of in it together right now because it's like cold and snowy and kind of miserable. So everyone really kind of bands together. I find that the weather, it's kind of interesting. Like it brings people together. And then in the summer, it's kind of the opposite.
Separated?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite. Yeah, everybody kind of, or in the winter, everyone leaves and goes to like Phoenix or somewhere warm.
I feel like it would be the opposite. Like in the winter, you would probably want to be like indoors in the warm, so you're naturally separated. And then the summer, it's like, oh, it's sunny. You want to go outdoors and, you know, like some sort of summer festival or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Yeah. In the winter, you're usually staying inside, but it's when you go see other people or you just go to the grocery store even, like, you have that common experience with somebody else. Like, so you go to the grocery store, wow, it was cold. Like, it's cold today, hey? And they're like, yeah, it's terrible. And you always have that sort of, common experience which sort of ties you together. In the summer, though, everyone goes to the lake or they're working, and you don't, it's funny, I feel like you don't see the same, like you don't walk in, well, that's not true. It's just different. I don't know how to describe it.
I know, it's a difficult question. Yeah. But I thought it would be worthwhile to hear your answer.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because like there's definitely a tone, a vibe.
But it's difficult.
But it's hard to nail it down. Yeah,
yeah, it's hard to nail it down. And we'll be right back after this first song from Carlo.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nitu Da, and today is special guest Dan Miller.
Hello, hello.
I wish there was a cooler way I could say your name when I introduce you. And, okay, back to you fielding questions. What are, like, the prominent stores in Saskatoon?
Ooh.
Like, in Vancouver, I feel like it's a lot of, like, clothing kind of stores. They're sometimes kind of different, but then, you know, there are some that are always familiar. Like, there's, like, Whole Foods, I feel, is, like, everywhere.
Okay.
And then there's No, is it called No Frills?
No Frills.
Yeah, yeah, that's like I'm from Surrey and I've never seen like a No Frills there. Really? In Surrey, the prominent one would be like, oh my god, I forgot what it's called. Fruity Canna. That's like a big one.
I've never heard
Yeah,
of that.
I think it's like Surrey based because it's like a Indian style kind of food.
Okay.
And it's that kind. It's those kinds of products, and Surrey is kind of like an Indian culture.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of people of Indian descent, I guess, from that area.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be, like, some of the prominent ones in Saskatoon?
We have a Cabela's. I don't know if you know what Cabela's is. Okay, so Cabela's is, like, a hunting slash outdoorsy store. And a lot of people hunt and are outdoorsy. So when we got that a few years ago, that was a big deal. I don't know how many are in... There's got to be a Cabela's around here, probably further away, but that's a big one. Canadian Tire, classic. Co-op. I don't know. They don't really have co-ops around here. Yeah.
Is that a gas station?
Yeah, it's it's like a gas station slash grocery store slash kind of everything. Yeah. But they're on strike, or they were. Because when I was home, there was, like, the picket line.
Oh,
so
like
you would try
Post.
To go there. Yeah, and, you like, everyone would be yelling with signs, and, like, you'd have to drive through the picket line just to go get, you know, some bread. So what else is there? Big stores. That's about it for, like, major.
Then what are, like, some unique stores that are, like, just you would only find, like, Saskatchewan or Saskatoon?
We have a lot of good restaurants, like a lot of local restaurants. If you ever go out, and this is important, and everyone listening as well, have a Saskatoon berry pie, because
berry pie.
Saskatoon berries are the greatest thing. It's the only way I can describe a Saskatoon berry. It's like if you took the shape of a blueberry and then just like added raspberry flavor to that. That's what it tastes like, and it is unbelievable. And so Saskatoon berry pie is the best pie.
It sounds pretty good. Is it just blueberry, raspberry, like those are the only berries in the pie?
Well, it's Saskatoon berry. It's like a specific type of berry.
Okay.
From, like, I think that's what the city was named after, was the berry, because the indigenous, the Cree and Métis people referred to those berries as Saskatoon, I think. I'm not 100%, like, don't quote me on that. But, yeah, it's a berry, like, unique to that region around the river, and people need to know about it. You can buy Saskatoon berry, like, syrup at the grocery store. I've seen it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you ever see it, you ever, like, looking through the maple syrup and you see it, give it a shot. It's not bad.
Here's a little funny test. What does it say on the driver's plate in Saskatchewan? Of a Saskatchewan driver's plate. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But it's escaped my mind what it is.
It says Land of the Living Skies.
Right.
Yes.
I think ours is so much easier to remember.
Isn't it just beautiful British Columbia?
Yeah, that's just all it is.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
think we have, I think, what is it, Ontario? There's this like Wild Rose?
That's Alberta. Rose Country.
Wild Rose Country. Oh, okay, so yeah, that's yeah. Alberta.
I don't know what Ontario's is. I saw Quebec one the other day.
I think theirs is red, the color.
Yeah, Maybe. I don't remember.
I'm not sure. I've seen them before, and yeah. I've tried to remember, but it slips your mind.
Yeah.
It's yeah, like it's the national weird, animal, or the national bird, or the national plant, or those kinds of things. I have no idea what they are.
Our national animal's got to be the beaver, right?
I don't know. It could be also the what's on the loony?
Oh, a loon. A loon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. A beaver, a loon, a moose.
Canada goose.
Yeah, a Canada goose, baby.
Never know.
There's bald eagles are pretty common here in Canada. Yeah. Maybe it's British Columbia.
I think it's specifically here, although I have seen them in Saskatchewan.
Maybe it would be funny if that was the bird. Well, that's like the like yeah. part of like the United States government yes. kind of symbol.
Yeah.
And what else did I want to ask you about? What are like we're called, or people from Vancouver are called like Vancouverites?
Mm-hmm.
What is like a person from Saskatchewan called?
Be Saskatchewanian.
What if you're from Saskatoon?
I don't know. I've heard us called different things, mostly from hockey. You go play in a small town. I've heard toonies. They call us like toonies.
Oh,
like
okay.
like a toonie, or like yeah. Saskatoon, or Sasky is kind of like everyone. Saskatchewan Sasky, toonie, tuner. That's about all I've heard though, like specifically about Saskatoon. It would be like, oh, a bunch of tuners came to the rink the other day, that kind of thing.
let's say if Saskatoon were like a course, what would be the prerequisite for the course?
Oh, that's
would
a good question.
Even, would there be a prerequisite, or is like anybody?
I would say
a love for hockey.
Winter survival training would be would be the first prerequisite. Hockey is a big deal. A lot, like most people growing up play hockey.
And you played hockey?
Yeah, guy or girl, doesn't matter. They just put the skates on you as soon as you're born and push you out there.
I am crap on ice.
Really?
There was like field trips on the smaller to like the skating rink, and I put on the skates, but I always had to, I don't know what it's called, but there's like these metal like walker things.
Oh yeah, I know.
They
exactly
have to hold on.
Yeah.
I could never figure out how to skate.
Yeah.
They always explained it. I just couldn't figure it out.
It's hard. Like, don't feel bad about that, because it's tough. Like, people don't realize how hard skating is.
Yes, and I only went on like a field trip. I didn't have like proper training.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. Cause I was the same thing. Like when I was first learning to skate, I remember being super young with the push thing. So yeah, I mean, you gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah, so. I feel like it's more of a necessary skill in Saskatchewan, where it's like, I think like there's more snow, it's colder more often there. Here it's less so.
Yeah, well, we have outdoor rinks, and they don't have outdoor rinks here.
They don't.
Yeah, which is,
this is not cold
it's
enough.
It's not cold
for
enough. Which is so well, I think they do have an outdoor rink. I shouldn't say they don't have one. Downtown, on like Burrard somewhere, there's a rink. I've seen
it
before.
An indoor rink?
It's like half indoor, half outdoor, sort of.
Well, I don't know Vancouver too well, so I yeah. couldn't say.
I don't remember, but yeah, outdoor rinks, miss them. And it's just like an activity to do in the winter. It can be minus 30 and like, hey, you want to go to the rink? Yeah, let's go.
I feel like I know a lot of people who can skate. Like, there's you, and then in my first year, I had a roommate, and her kind of hobby was figure skating.
Oh, okay.
That's, like, a big thing for her. Like, I think in high school, elementary school, she did that. And then here, she, like, it was so important to her that she, like, found an ice rink close by where she can go, and she, like, planned it into her schedule so she could go and everything.
Oh, yeah.
She was very passionate about it.
Yeah, figure skating's totally different than hockey skating, too. Totally different. Like, I cannot skate.
It looks
skate.
Different.
I cannot skate on figure skates at all. Like,
what's the difference between a figure skating skate and, like, a hockey skate?
A hockey skate? So, like, the big difference is the toe pick, which is, like, with a figure skate, you have a toe pick. It's for, like, grip and grabbing the ice. And so I'm not used to having a toe pick, so I'll be skating and I'll just fall over because, like, I'll step on the toe and fall. Hockey skates like that smooth blade, and then figure skates also don't have the, like, the blade doesn't wrap up at the end. It's just straight.
Oh, right, yeah.
So there's less, you have to be more exact in when your foot hits the ice, like how your foot, like the angle of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas hockey, it's a little easier. In my opinion, hockey's easier to skate, the hockey skate.
Have you tried figure skating?
I have, and it was so hard. Like, I felt, it's like when you can ski and then you try to snowboard, and then all you're thinking the whole time is, I just, like, forget this. I already know how to ski. Like, why am I doing this? You know what I mean? So, yeah, figure skating, tough. It's tough.
And well, here's another question, actually. What about the Olympics? Olympics, are they, like, when you watch, do you watch the Olympics every now and then?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When you watch figure skating, do you have, like, oh, my gosh, this is so amazing what they're doing, because I know it's so hard.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for figure skaters, absolutely. I watched the couple that won. I don't remember their names. It was a guy and a girl. I think they were French. And they were doing, like, ice dance, I think, specifically.
I think it was in the recent Winter Olympics for Canada. They won
gold, I think.
I think they won gold in, like, I don't know the technical term, but, in, like, the team dog battle. Like, the team contest.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, another event where it's, like, all the, like, Canadian team, where it's, like, different events, like, versus, like, single dance, and then it's paired dance, and then...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, their names were, Tessa something, and Tessa something, that's not her last name, and, Scott Moyer.
Scott Moyer, okay, yeah,
and Tessa Moyer. Scott, maybe?
Tessa Scott, yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't remember, but I remember watching that, and, like, I've never been, like, choked up watching sports, but that performance and, like, them winning it, I was so, like, embarrassingly emotional about it. Like, I was, like, tearing up.
So was I. I was very into the Olympics this year. I was, like, really deep into it. I was, like, keeping up with everything. Usually I just kind of, like, where is Canada at?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I will, like, check the score maybe and... If it's on, maybe, like, see what event's going on. But this year, I was, like, really... Well, not, it wasn't this year. But I was, like, really into it this time around.
Yeah, I was disappointed with the curling, though. I'm a big curling fan. And
but
so.
Didn't Canada win one? Like, there was, like, a new event where it was, like, a doubles curling or something.
Yeah,
and
I
the,
think so.
And it was the first event in Canada won for the, like, the, for the first time.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, we should win... In my opinion, we should win all the curling, but, you know, there's always next Olympics comes around.
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know, 2 years from now.
Yeah, and no, we didn't get a hockey medal either, I know. Or we didn't get gold, at least. We got bronze or silver.
I don't know if we were in the top three. I think we got something. I think we did get a medal, but
yeah.
That was a little disappointing.
Yeah. Blame the NHL for that.
NHL players couldn't participate this time around.
Yeah. Which is so, like, I could go off about that. Like, that drives me nuts. Like, why? I get, like, rest and everything and wanting to make sure your players aren't hurt.
But they wanted to play.
Yeah. And the Olympics is a big deal. And a lot of those guys will never get a chance now that would have gotten a chance to go. So, that sucks. That stinks.
It does. And is, like, the Olympics, like, a big thing in Saskatoon also?
Yeah, for, like, sure. Absolutely.
Is sports, like, a big thing? Like, really important? Like, everybody keeps it up.
Yeah, I think so. Like, football is a big deal because we have the Riders, CFL. Hockey's a big deal just because, I don't know, everybody plays it. It's, like, so part of the culture. I didn't know a kid growing up who didn't play hockey at least for 1 year. And coming here and hearing people like, I've never played hockey before. I've never even seen a hockey game. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's so impossible where I'm from for it, like, for that to happen, unless somebody moves there like way later in their, like, they're 16 or whatever. But for us growing up, it's like understood everybody plays hockey or football in the summer, but mostly hockey.
I played hockey myself when I was younger, but it wasn't like ice hockey. It was like in the cul-de-sac hockey.
Oh yeah. Oh, same thing. I play a lot, like, I put the rollerblades on.
Oh, I couldn't do the rollerblades. Like, there was like that time where rollerblades were like the big thing. My brothers like had it down. They're like perfect with it.
Yeah.
They're good with skates too. Like, my brother Tony plays ice hockey. He's in a league and everything.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's the goalie. I've never seen him play. I'd like to see. He invited me once. He said, "Why don't you just, you know, come down and see me play once?" I said, "Yeah, sure," but it's never happened. But I'd love to see him play.
Yeah.
Just like be in the stands, maybe cheer him on. Depends
bring
on.
A sign.
Yeah, maybe even a sign. Yeah, it would be fun to actually see him play, cause it's such a big thing for him, hockey. But I've never. Well, I used to play with him as a kid, so I guess I've seen him play, but never in, like, a league. Okay, so the show, it's 8:44. The show ends a little before 9. So, last question.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll probably come back to this, because I don't think we can get through it all today.
Okay.
What is like, some of the iconic or major landmarks in Saskatoon? Like, is there like a statue or like a park which is like the meetup place for everybody? Like, meet me at this park.
It's funny you say landmarks, just because it's so flat. Like, but I'd say the river is like the big thing. Like, if you're like, it's the summer, it's nice out, we have sandbars in the river.
So
it's basically like it's like a beach in the middle of the river.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'd be like, yeah. It's like just like a giant, if you imagine just a beach in the middle of a river.
Okay.
Like, you got
it.
Yeah. So it will often be like, let's go down by the river, just hang out, like bring some volleyballs and footballs and whatever, go swimming. And, but I like, my buddies, a lot of them are lifeguards. So, like, they're fine swimming in the river and all that stuff. But for me, it's like, the current is so fast. So I don't like to, you know, swim too deep when we're out there. But the other thing would be the Besboro, which is, like, the big hotel. It's, like, this really old-style hotel that is, like, a big landmark. It's, like, right on the river. So, like, a lot of the photos.
Is the river called the river, or does it have, like, an actual name?
It's the South Saskatchewan
Okay.
River.
Yeah. I thought it would be something different.
No.
I thought maybe not a name. Maybe it wouldn't be named by the province.
Well, it's funny because the river comes from the Rockies, so it goes through Alberta, but it's not the South Alberta River. It's the South Saskatchewan. And there's a North Saskatchewan River as well.
I feel like a lot of rivers are named like that, where it's like, okay, just go by this for the province and the city.
Yeah. Other landmarks, I can't really think of many. I mean, if a wheat field counts, that's a pretty common one.
Is there like a store that you meet up at, that people like meet up outside of, or maybe like the bus stop? Or
I meet at Tim Hortons a lot.
Okay. So Tim Hortons is also big over there.
Yes, big. Tim Hortons is huge. I've had meetings for, like, hockey teams, like, with coaches.
They'll
be like, meet me at Tim Hortons. Like, okay, and, like, get on the team. That's always nuts. But, yeah, big deal. Tim Hortons. And grain elevators.
What is that?
A grain elevator is, like, they don't really use them anymore. Not as much anyway. But they used to be everywhere on the prairies. And there were just these giant.
Okay, when you say a grain elevator, it's not like an elevator in a building.
No.
Okay,
that's
where my mind went. I'm like, what kind of elevator is that? Does it work on grain? Is it like, what does that mean?
No.
Okay, so you mean like farming equipment.
Yeah, and I think they just store grain. I don't think they really do anything else. I'm actually not really sure what they use grain elevators for. It's a little, I should know, but.
No, it's okay. I don't know a lot of things about BC. I don't even know the national bird.
Yeah, I don't. The bald eagle?
I don't think so. I think that stepping on the United States toes a little bit too much. And that unfortunately we have to end the show here. And Dan, please tell them what the name of the show.
So the name of the show, in honor of Saskatchewan being so field-like, is Fielding Questions.
Yes. And what were the names of the previous shows that we did?
So the first show was Prairie Talk.
Yes.
The second show was Plain Speech, which is one of my favorites.
We're really playing off of the whole Saskatchewan agriculture sector. And I'm going to play this last song. It's, God, I can't say it either. Dad, help me out. Which one is it? How do you say this? And look at the cover. The cover is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The cover is curling.
They're curling. That's awesome.
Perfectly fits.
It's the album's Curl Up with the Huaraches.
Let's go with that. And after this, we have Goody.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.